With me is Violetta Posnetnaya. She's a very, very, very good ballroom dancer. I think the first ballroom dancer I talk with in my podcast. And yes, today we talk in English. I'll give my very best. And first of all, I say hello, Violetta. Nice to see you.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's nice to see you.
Will you just say to the listeners, who are you and what are you doing?
So I'm a ballroom dancer, as you said, and currently we're German champions, and I'm half German, half Russian. That is why I have the Russian surname. And yeah, nothing to say more because I'm dancing for all my life. So
When
we are more now,
did you start dancing?
at four. Yes, so
Okay, that's really early.
yes. So I started at four. I actually was born in Kazakhstan, where you can find a lot of Germans actually, who were sent there after the Second World War. So then I moved to Russia. And then I moved to Lithuania. it's quite a big way
I
I'm
think
coming.
so.
So yeah, I live in Lithuania because of Thomas, but we represent Germany, so it's kind of very interesting
It's
story.
very your dance couple is very international, I think. It's
Yes.
many countries into it. Yes, what was your way to ballroom dancing? So did you start with four and say, okay, I just want to dance a waltz or something?
Actually, I had a lot of activity when I was a kid because my father is a sportsman. So he was always wanting me to do some sport. And my mother also wanted me to dance because it was her dream. And somehow in our country, it was, like in every country, you have your own sport, which is very famous in it. So for us it was box, and to send a girl to a box it was kind of let's say not good. So we started to search some activities. Like I also did the piano lessons for 7 years, actually. Then ballet, everything I started at four because it was like kind of searching, I think, in this
Yeah, okay.
period. But for the dancing, I started by myself because I remember I was seeing a commercial on TV. Some club was showing the commercial that they wanting to have a new kids in their school. So I said to my mom, maybe I want to try. So and I started to do dancing, music, ballet lessons. Then school started. So everything was kind of in the combo, but I always felt like dancing it was completely for me. And I don't think that at 4 years old you can choose it by some kind of your mental, I
Yeah.
will do it for all my life. But it was just it's nice community because you come there with all your kids and with all your friends. You go to the competitions, you travel a lot, nice dresses, probably something like this. So in the combo, everything was for me like I felt like a fish in the water. So then somehow it developed and the result was quite good, and I was raised like if you start something you need to finish it. So then year by year I started to do it, and yeah, I'm finished here.
And now you're German champion, so I think
Yes.
it was a good way. But it was a or it sounds like a really hard timetable for a 4-year-old kid, right?
Yeah,
There
so
was no so many free time for friends or something.
No, when you're raised in the half German, half Russian family with a sportsman in your family, you're quite strict with your schedule. But I think it was good because then I was kind of a little bit jealous of other kids. They was having birthday parties, like proms. They was, when the whole school going somewhere for the tour. you don't go because you have a practice. But then more I grew up, then I understand that I'm not kind of missing it, because for me, dancing camp or competition was much more important and interesting than to going somewhere with your school or staying at home. And I have actually one funny story. The house where I was born and raised, we was living there for 14 years. So I was there from 0 to 14. And one day I come back from dancing class and kids saw me on the street. I was already like 10 years old. And they asked me like, oh, you're a new kid here in this neighborhood. Nice to meet you. And I was like, no, I was born here, but we never saw you. And that moment I realized, yeah, maybe I need some friends outside of the dancing class just to meet them.
but it's not so easy to find, I think. For me, I'm not dancing this high class level, but I'm working as a dancing teacher. And I think it's more or less the same in a way, and it's not so easy to find new people. And they say,
yes.
Oh yeah, no problem. You work every day in the evening, or you train, or you're doing something. So
yeah,
how did you do that in the age of 10?
As you said, the schedule was quite busy. So my day normally looked like, till school, I can't remember it. I just remember that I started to do everything at 4. Then at 6, I went to the first grade in the school, because my mom wanted me to start earlier the school. So I was going in the morning, usually in the school. Then after the school, while we was driving to the music lessons, I was eating my lunch. Then I had like 4 hours in the music school. Then they was driving me, my parents was driving me to the dancing class. I was having like my snack in the car. And after the dancing at 10, 11 o'clock in the evening, I was brought home. I was making my homework. And I was having only energy to go to sleep. So, but I had a lot of friends in my dancing class, in my dancing school, because in that time when I was in Kazakhstan, it was so popular. So we had like 40 kids in every group. So, you know, you have these small talks, but yes. I was so active as a kid. And I was thinking like, everybody is my friends, and it's a big group that I'm having. So I wasn't feeling like I need this social events, or I need some kind of talking with other people.
Yeah, you have. You also have a kind of social life because of the dancing.
Yeah, I was feeling like I'm already in it.
Yeah. Okay. And what does a typical day today look like in your life when there's no virus or
take outside the pandemic? So as I said, we stay in Lithuania because we have Thomas is born here and raised. We started here, so we have our flat here, we have our friends here, and our club that we are teaching in. So, you know, it's quite easy to travel from Lithuania. So we stay here. Our parents live in Germany, and mine and Thomas. But usually we don't stay at home, because as we counted actually last year, because when the pandemic came, it was so shockingly the difference between the week schedule that we had and we're having now. So we was nearly traveling every 3-4 days. So usually we was like only 1 week in a month at home. And if we're at home, it's pretty basic. We wake up, we're having breakfast, we go to practice. Then we're having some workouts or something. We do all the activity in the hall. We come back at home for lunch. And then we teach nearly from 3 o'clock till 7, 8 p.m. in the evening. Then we come back home, and it's just repeatingly every day. And when we travel, of course, it's you need to take where you travel. If you travel to a competition, usually we fly there at Friday. Saturday or Sunday we have a comp, and Monday we come back. Usually the traveling day, it's a rest day for us, because I don't know why, but we are so lucky, but we always travel like at 5 o'clock in the morning. So yeah, you just coming to the hotel to take a rest. Then when you come back, it's still the same at home. So you're teaching, you're practicing. It's pretty repetitive. Yeah,
it sounds, when you say that, it sounds like a normal day, like a girl who works from 9 to 5 in her office but it's really, it's, I think it's really hard. So with everybody I talk to who is in this, yes, professional way of dancing, they all say the same. They all say, yeah, we're traveling a bit and we train and here and there, but I think it's way more harder than it sounds like.
Yeah, it's again how you look at the situation. Yeah. Because I will not say that dancing is every work that you love, it's not a hard work for you. Yes, yeah, sometimes when you traveled a lot, you come back home and you know you have only luggages on your floor, no food in the fridge, and you're in this kind of time zone that you don't understand where you are, and then you need to go to the studio and teach for this rest of the day, then maybe you feel a little bit exhausted to do it. But once you come to the hall, it's like suddenly disappears, because you know that your students is waiting for you. And we had a lot of actually times when we just was so tired after the traveling. But then we come to the hall and we see all our students and kids, and they give you just energy to enjoy even more, because you see that it's not, you do it on purpose. So it's not going into the waste. Yeah, of course, sometimes we just want to lay on the sofa, don't do anything, and just
relax.
Just breathe. Yeah. But I think after the pandemic, everybody is so hungry for this busy schedule. I think that we already had enough of the rest and we can start again.
Do you think it will be hard for you to switch that I'm at home like the whole week and every day into the competition? Yes, like everyday competition with traveling and all this stuff.
Yeah, I think actually we had our traveling in February. I think we had a camp, and we went first time for many months into the airport, and it was like you never been there. Like, wow, you look everywhere. There is a plane, and so cool. And you're really missing it. But if you speak about the schedule that you had when you're at home and when you're traveling, it's pretty much the same, because we are not sleeping till noon, or we are not staying late at night, because we still, I don't know how, but we manage to wake up early, do our stuff that we need outside of the dancing. Then we go to practice. And actually, I would say that this time that is pandemic here is giving you a lot of opportunity to just make value of your time, because it was very hard last year when you had every weekend competition, camps, shows, and you still need to work and still need to somehow function and eat and sleep. You was feeling like a robot, and this is not very good feeling, because it becoming a habit for you. Like you're forgetting why you're doing it, why you need it, and you just start to be like a robot in this situation. And then once everything stopped, we realized that it's good to take a break. And maybe the next time when we start everything again, all the seasons, maybe we will be more clever in our rest routine. So to not have, you know, this big difference between sleeping 3-4 hours every day and traveling everywhere and not eating enough, not eating good. And between this, not doing anything and just staying at home all day. So you really need to find the harmony and balance in it, because it's very important. The hard work is equally important as the rest. Mm-hmm. So these two things cannot function as without each other. And I think you need to find this harmony in between.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm waiting for the first competition because I don't know what I will feel. Like, it's strange. You don't know what to expect from your body.
Yeah, and I think it could feel like the first competition of all time because of the long break. And then I think you will be nervous.
Yes,
hopefully it's not so long till the competition starts again. When was the first time you think, I want to be one of the best ballroom dancers in the world? Did you have that moment or was it like a wake?
I think it was immediately. Again, as I was raised, like, you need to do everything perfect or don't just start to do it. And it's actually good and bad in the same time, because you cannot just do something like on 50%, or you cannot take your failure so easily when you're a perfectionist. But it's also helped you to finish the result that you want to achieve. But I think when I started to compete more serious, it was, I think I was 8, because I was very tall. And I was dancing with a partner who was 11 years old already. So I was dancing in the older group, and we won our first national championship in 10 dances, and I realized that it's so cool. This feeling is so cool to be the best in your country. And at that time, a lot of very famous teachers start to come to Kazakhstan, because before it was a little bit, you know, it's very far away. And nobody really openly travel there, and there is no big international competition, so you cannot see all these people who you're watching on YouTube or on TV. You cannot see them in life in that country. But when I was already competing in the serious age, a lot of teachers start to come, and I was seeing the difference between how they... I remember first thing that I saw, how they look, like how they come to the floor, even in the practice hall, like how they dressed, how they prepare for the practice. You know, when you're a kid, you just came, you put on the shoes, probably you ate something in the car, which is not very good, maybe, for dancing after. And you just come and you start to do something, what your teacher told you. But then when you see first person who I was seeing and was familiar as an idol, it was Andrei Zaitsev with Anna Kuzminskaya. Maybe you know them.
Yeah.
Great legends for me. And it was like a first impulse for me that I need to change something in my routine and in the way of my attitude is for the dancing.
But in the age of eight,
yes.
You know what, when I was 8, I play in the garden, and my mother will be was really, really cool when I don't eat sand.
I know. Yes, it's actually now I understand it's something is not okay with this. But because now you see we are teaching a kids also, And when you see the 9 years old kid who is coming to you and speaking with you as an adult about his problem in the dancing and about his stress and mental, like his mental feeling and emotions, you understand that you're just 9 years old. It's okay for you to don't do anything or to be lazy. Like, it's normal. But at that time, of course, I don't know. Maybe because I was also in my, you know, it's a combination. I was raised like this, and also I really believe in the zodiac signs, because usually in my life I can say like, oh, you are like, I don't know, you are Aries or you are this kind of zodiac sign by the character, by the attitude. And I'm Aries, so it's a very stubborn, very stubborn sign. So I was in my childhood very stubborn. So everything I do, if I'm not succeeding this or this, it will be like a tragedy for me. I will finish it no matter what. And maybe because of this, I was so, let's say, older than my age mentally when I was 8. But I don't know, maybe just it's depends on the feeling that you have, because I know a lot of kids who was also like me in 8 years old, and they was big stars in the world, and they somehow finished career at 15, maybe because of too much pressure they was having, or maybe they just didn't love this, you know, activity so much. So I don't know, it's many factors in this psychology, but yeah, for me, I was like very stubborn, and I didn't care about the stuff like girly stuff, you know, how to find a boy or how to dress up, how to make up. I was like, I eat, I sleep, I do my sports, I do good grades, and that's it. Then I will succeed.
That's really not so... so normal.
Yeah, maybe now I understand that I'm missing, you know, to go outside with kids or to go to the cinema or to have a birthdays. But you don't know what will happen if I would had it. So
yeah. when you're happy now, I think it will be your way will be the right way. What in your point of view, what is a good dancer, or what is important for a good dancer?
Actually, we were speaking with Thomas not long time ago about, is it possible to count the percentage of characteristic in the person to say that he will be a great dancer? But I think that the most part is just love for what you do, and it's maybe sounds very mainstream, but sometimes you need to be just passionate about what you do, and the rest will come, because when it's hard and you really want to stop, you will never stop if you really love it. So if you have a passion for what you do, and I think for the dancer, because it's not only the sport. So we are not runners who having the result that they can see, that they can measure. But we are also in the way, like, as a artist. So if you don't feel it, you can make it happen, but it will not look like it's coming naturally, the love for what you do. So I think, yes, it's you need to have a big amount of passion, talent, of course, but it's so hard to say what talent is. Because hard work sometimes can make bigger results. I mean, not in the places or ranking. I mean, in the results in the body and in your dancing, than the talented person who just was not enough hard worker or was having not enough passion for what he's doing. So talent is important, but it's the same as a luck. You need to be lucky to be born somewhere as a lot of people say to me, actually, like, yeah, but you see, we started very not in the young age to dance, or we was born in not correct country, or they was raised in not good dancing club, or, you know, there is a lot of things that they can say why they didn't succeed. But I always tell that, even in my example, I'm not the best dancer in the world, but I can also say that, oh, you know, I was born in a country that a lot of people just didn't heard of, in the small town that nobody heard of. So I can also start to speak about this, but I think just if you enough passionate and enough hard worker to make your dream a goal, you will do anything.
Yeah, for me, it's also like passion. Even when I'm on a tournament and just as a yes, just looking and in yeah, like D or C class, not really good. But when there is somebody who's really passionate, it often gets me yes emotionally more than the perfect dancer, because I like to see yeah how somebody can love to dance or do something else. It's no matter what he did or
yes
did. It's
yes
it's, yes. Did you have moments where you think of stop with dancing?
Yes, I had this period at 11.
Okay.
As I said, I was
it's so crazy when I think about what I did
now
when I was 11.
I understand. Yes, like, at 11. Yes, but it was at 11. Because as I said, I won our first country championship at 8. So it was then from this point, it was very serious, because our coach said, okay, now we need to do more. And my parents was, okay, now we need to do more. And we had more lessons. We started to travel abroad internationally. When I was 8 and my partner was 11, we started to go to every competition everywhere. Like, to fly from Kazakhstan, it's like you flying from China. You need to take 8-7 hours of flight with a lot of changing. And, you know, it was hard. So then school still was on me. I still didn't finish the musical school. And my mom started, when we started to travel, she said, now you need to learn English. And I was going to the private lessons for English. And I don't know if you know, but in Kazakhstan, there is a Kazakh language that is completely different from Russian. But everybody speaks Russian. But in school, you need to speak in Kazakh. And all the exams, everything that you have, it's on the Kazakh language. So it was, you know, like a big mountain on me. We started to travel. First, big failures on the competitions, you know, when you come to the German Open and you like the last one, and you just you dance for 7 days every day, you just exhausted, teachers exhausted, your parents are just hating everything that is happening. you paid a lot of money, and then you understand that it was like, in that time you think like, oh, it was for nothing. And then till 11 years old, I felt this very big life coming on. And my partner stopped. So he stopped to dance. And it was like a critical point for me. And I said, I remember that I said to my dad one phrase, that it's better to be in the solo sport so you don't have to take responsibility for your partner. And you also don't have anything to wait from him. So I said to him, I want to switch for the big tennis, because I was very tall and I had have long arms, long legs. So we came to my father's good friend, who was a coach in the big tennis. And they said, yeah, Perfect. She's tall, athletic, so we can make like champion from her. And I was so happy that now I will start my like a solo career. You know, I don't need to have a partner. I don't need to dress in the dress, dance on the heels, and it was. I think now that it was the moment when I realized that in dancing you cannot really see the result. Like you cannot touch it, you cannot measure it. And then when your coach tell you, yeah, you dance good, but just nobody know you, or you know, you dance good, but your emotions was not good today. You wasn't catching, or maybe you know, it's a lot of factors that don't really like judgeable. I
Yes,
would say like that
I know
you
what you
cannot
mean.
judge.
Yes.
And then I realized that maybe if I go to the big tennis, you know, it's a ball, it's a rocket, and if it's if you won, you won, you can see it. And I went for 1 month for the big tennis, and then we was just sitting in some kind of cafe, and I heard the music, and my parents told me, I don't remember this moment, but my parents told me that I started to cry, that I want to come back. And we just come back for the dancing, but we came to the different club, one of the most strongest one in my country, and yeah, I started there from like from not from beginning, but with a new mentality. But then and in this point I heard from my parents that now if you start serious you finish it, so it will not be like, okay, I start again, but maybe after I will stop. So
Yeah.
it was like strictly.
You have to. You have to.
Yes, you
I
have
think
finished.
the Russian mentally is very hard in that. I think
Yes.
when I talking with like Anna Salita or somebody, they all say, yeah, we trained so hard when I was 10 or something, and I'm sitting in the garden and eating sand. So
Yes,
it's
yeah.
really something different. But I think it's a really hard way, but I think not that it's a bad way in a way. You know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
just something else that I did.
But it's not the only way how to make it. For example, our coach, the biggest inspiration in our life is Mirko Gozzoli and Edita. And he started at 14 to dance, and you know, he started like he said, I was just going because my brother was going. So, and I mean, he's a legend. So, I think it's the how you was raised. It's a lot of giving you a lot of who you are, but also. Once you grow up, you also change your mentality by the way how you're living and how you're feeling. So, yeah, it's one way to do it, like to be strict with kids, good school.
I call it the Russian way.
Yes,
The Russian
Russian
way.
school. Yeah.
I think it's interesting that you said that you like to do something where you are not in a partnership and not dancing together, because that was one of my questions. If you think it's harder to be in that way together like you are in ballroom dancing, it's even something like something else, yes, similar in Latin, but in ballroom it's even harder, I think.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because of that, maybe like a harder way of dancing?
No, I think this is the point of dancing, to dance with somebody, and especially in the. I think that maybe because in the ballroom we also always stay in the frame, it may look like we have a bigger connection than the Latin couples have, but it's just in different interpretation. So they have more in a energetic way. So for me, it's always nice to watch when you can see that the couple is really spread across the floor. And maybe there is even the couples in between the space, but you can still see who is with who is a couple. So this energy level, and also they communicate a lot with arms. And so in both ways, we have a very big connection in the body, just in standard, because it's maybe more, especially for the lady, it's more like a blindfolded, you know, like you're really listening to your man, and you like a reaction of his actions. I was actually the Latin girl all my life till I met Thomas.
when so, was that? What?
I was a Latin girl.
Yeah,
till I met Thomas. I liked
when
Latin more.
When did you met Thomas? So,
when I was 17.
Okay.
Yes. So I started to dance only standard, but for me, it's more the sensitive way of dancing, because when we were speaking about the sport, that when you're solo in your career and you're in a couple, maybe it's easier for you psychologically to compete when you're alone, when you have nobody to take care of or help somebody with something. But once you hit some points when you need to support, or you need a support from your partner, this is a great sport, because then you can turn around to your partner and say what you feel, what you need. Maybe he can help you with something, and then it's becoming in this relationship when you just understand each other without even talk or touch each other. So you feel this connection. More years you dance together, more you understand each other. And even if you're not together in life, and if you're not a brother, sister, or husband and wife, you still have this feeling of that this is like a second part of you. Like a twin.
Yes,
so
I know what
it's a magic, I think, in this in the ballroom dancing.
Yes, I think it's like one of the most beautiful team sports. Not because it's not the team sport you will think of when I said team sport, like football or basketball or something.
But
it's a small team, which is just like perfect together. It's really.
Yeah.
Hard but beautiful as well, I think. Really, 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 really nice. Where do you see yourself in the future, with dancing or without dancing? Maybe. I don't think without dancing.
No, it's in your blood already. It's never been about the result, because if somebody will come to me and ask, I will give you the medal for the world championship right now, and you can stop, like, you won it, I will not take it, because this journey that you're having and this life that you have is the biggest goal than the end result. And for us, just the end result is to stay in the history, in the human heart, you know, when you're still speaking with somebody about the person who died already, who was dancing long time ago, but you cannot even find the videos of this person because it was so long ago, but people still remember, they still speak, and somehow it still inspires them. So this is like the perfect goal, I think, for every dancer, to just bring somebody this inspiration for dancing and just enjoyable moments to watch. So I think if we can achieve it and have people who will just laugh our dancing, it will be the biggest dream.
I have goosebumps really, really nice to hear something like that, because that shows that there's much more than titles or
Yes.
like a place on the tournament. There's
Yeah.
something more in dancing, what makes this sport so special and why I love it as well, and why I love to see good dancers or looking for videos on YouTube. It's like exactly
Yeah.
that yes, goal for, I think, that have many dancers in a way.
Yeah, because you watch to this medal or to this trophy, and it's without meaning, it's nothing, it's just metal, it's just things that stay on your shelf, and when you look at it, you remember this day, how you was nervous, how you was dancing, what feeling you had, what emotions you had, and without it, it's just nothing. So I don't think that this is a goal to have.
When I think on my own tournaments, I really never danced this high class level, but when I think of my own tournaments, I always just think of the way the things around the tournament, like
Yeah.
finishing myself, go to the tournament, maybe stress with my partner or something, but more or
Yes.
less never about the dancing on the tournament. What's yes, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
Great.
the way is the goal. It's
Yes.
really nice. I had another question. You already said you start with Latin, start with ballroom in the age of 17. In my own career, I will say
Yeah.
that
No, it's the career is career, so it's
yeah. But I think I'm much better in speaking about dancing than dancing, really.
Come
But it's okay. It's completely okay. When I
Don't be so.
I start dancing with 14, I think, and I start with Latin as well. And now I'm 24, and in the years I changed my mind a little bit. I'm started with Latin, and I think there was just Latin, and I saw a ballroom dancer, and I think, oh my gosh, yeah,
Yeah.
let it be, no matter.
Yeah, like
And
who these guys?
yeah, but the how longer I dance, I yeah, changing my point of view and think, okay, ballroom is also a really nice, yeah, kind of dance, and I like to dance and I like to teach, and I don't want to say that I like it more than Latin now, but there was just a mind changing in my own.
Yeah,
Did you have it?
I think it's for everyone, because when I started to dance, I
Yeah.
also like Latin more, and especially when you are a kid, you don't really like to touch other person, you know, and stay in contact with him, and because the Latin music, it's more
Like party.
and it's more similar to what you will listen every day in your pop music, so you can really dance Latin with I don't know, with friends or in clubs, so in the school dances or something, but you will not start to dance like waltz in the school dance, and then people will look at you very strange. So I think as a kid, when you start, you don't really understand the standard, and because it's actually very hard in quality, because now when we speak with our Latin friends, they always like, oh my God, in standard you have this amounts of turn, this percent of pressure in the feet, like, yeah, in Latin we have this technique, but it's more like you feel it and how it looks, so it's like you have too much technique in the standard. So as a kid, you don't really care about how your feet are close or something, or how your frame is looking, you just want to dance, to move.
Yes.
But I also like it because I like very much the music, this Cuban salsa, everything I like very much. But then till 14, I was still in Kazakhstan, I was dancing there. And then at 14, when I stopped to do music school, and I was finished with my 9th grade in the school. So this is actually, I don't know in Germany, but in Lithuania also different. But when you finish the 9th grade in the school, you can start to immediately go to university. So
okay.
You don't really need to finish the school, or you can just switch the school. So when I stopped with everything at home, I asked my friends, or I asked my parents that now I want to move in Moscow, because all the great dancers in the youngest age, all the best school that I was seeing was in Russia. So I moved in Moscow at 14. And this period was quite hard, because it's big city and you need to be really with your brain and with your head on your shoulders to live there by yourself at 14. So then I started to like more standard, because we was having equal time of lessons for standard and for Latin.
Okay.
And somehow I started to understand that standard is also very beautiful and interesting. And then I just realized that I'm too tall, too long for the Latin. And for me, it was so hard to look like a Latin girl. You know, when you imagine the Latin girl is like somebody not so like me, not so tall and like a stick, you know. You imagine somebody who can really move in the Latin way, not just yes, not like me. But I enjoyed it with my heart, and actually my results wasn't so it was equal like in the standard. But because I was also in the standard club, standard was more appreciated in our results. So we started to practice more standard. And then, of course, when I was 17, I tried out with Thomas. And, of course, his teacher, Edita, he also didn't dance Latin so good before, because it's Lithuania, and in Lithuania, the quality of standard is one of the best in the world. So it's normal that you learn more in standard. We just decided, we actually was speaking about tryout, like, do I need to take my Latin shoes? And he wrote me like, no, just forget it. I'm not good at Latin. I said, okay, finally. But, you know, I have a very big respect for people who still in the adult age compete 10 dances. Because it's so hard. For me, I don't understand how they make it. And technique is so so different. Even if you can look in the physique of the body of the standard couple in the Latin, even the different muscles are more toned. So I don't know how they make it, how they switch so fast, especially in the competition between the programs. It's a hard work, I think.
I think so too. It's really, really hard. I like to add one thing. You said it's like the Latin beats are more in clubs or something. In Germany, we just have Helene Fischer and then dance Disco Fox.
Disco Fox, yes.
it's the German way of dancing in the club. And
yes, yeah. We was shocked with Thomas when we first saw it, because it looks more like a standard than the Latin. Usually it's opposite.
I like to dance it just for fun and or something.
Yeah.
But I always thinking of why are they people who going on a Disco Fox tournament? So that is really, really hard for me to understand. But everybody can do what he
have
or
their
she
own
wants.
Think, yeah.
Yes, if Disco Fox is your passion, do Disco Fox dancing. It's no.
Yes, yeah. But actually, when we have A lot of dancers who know us very closely, they know that we are the fans of salsa. And if there is any chance to dance salsa, we go, because we really like. And we usually, when we watch some inspirational videos, of course, we start with a standard, but then somehow, you know, you're like in the rabbit hole. You go and you find the videos of, first you start to watch Latin videos, and then you start to watch some these street dances or even Argentinian tango, you know, when they have these clubs, when the people just dance. And, you know, it's somehow everything blends together because, as I said before, the connection is very similar. You just need to lead the body in the certain way. So, yeah, it's nice. We enjoy Latin, but we just cannot dance it very good.
Yeah, but if you dance with passion, this is maybe the most important thing, I think. When I'm in the rabbit hole of YouTube or something, I always stopped at like fails of whatever. when there are kids, they are just running and fell down. Yeah, and then there's the point where I said, okay, maybe I can do something else. we talk already really long. It was really, really nice. I really enjoy it. Thank you very, very, very much. The last words of my podcast are always for my guests, so you can say whatever you want in the end. And I say one more time, thank you really much.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it, and it was very interesting for me to be here. And it's nice to speak with a person who is really interested in this kind of topics, especially now because people sit at home and they want to listen something outside of the world. So for your listeners, for everybody who is dancing, don't ever forget how and why you started it. And like I said, the passion is a key, and just love what you do and you will be successful. Thank you.